Seduction involves a little bit of mystery, a little bit of fantasy. It's not like everyday life. It's not like things on Instagram, it's something different. It's theater. That's what's exciting about it. If you're the male seducer, he will be someone who seems very trustworthy, very honest, very solid, got an MBA, he's working for Goldman Sachs. But then he reveals something a little bit rock and roll, a little bit rebellious, a little bit like he takes something else about him that doesn't quite click. Wow, I didn't know who this guy is. Maybe he's more interesting than I thought. Maybe he's not so buttoned up and so controlled as I thought. There's another aspect to him. The element of surprise that you don't know who someone is what fascinates us about a movie. When you create a character and suddenly on screen they reveal a trait that seems out of character, wow, that's exciting. That's how movies work. It's the same thing in real life. You create a sense of, you don't know who I am, but it has to be subtle. It's not like you're not Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You're not half evil and half button-down banker. You're 95% banker and you're 2 or 3 or 4% of this other thing. It's a little peek of something else that intrigues, that creates a fantasy element. Now, how a woman could sense that that is a tactic, it comes back down to that nonverbal element. Or the other thing is analyze what it is that's intriguing you, what it is that's making you think about the person. So from the woman's point of view, the ability to stand back and analyze a situation instead of getting rushing in emotionally is probably the best thing overall for the whole thing that we're talking about today.